This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire today. I think America's on fire. It's a bad day. It's just a bad day. The news media is taking this country down. The liberals are taking this country down. Coronavirus is taking this country down. Overreacting politicians are taking this country down. Is it bad? Yes. Have I said all along it's bad? Yes. Have I said it's not a hoax? Yes. Have I said people are going to die? Yes. But people die in car accidents. People die of suicide. People die of violence at the hands of gangbangers and MS-13 and illegal aliens and thugs. And people die of opioid use. People die of cancer. People die of heart disease. People die of diabetes and obesity, the worst problems in America today. And by far, more of them die than die of coronavirus. Whoever said you've got to shut down the American economy and lock people away in their homes? Who came up with this ridiculous idea? Today, here in Nevada, Steve Sisolak, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, Steve Sisolak, our governor, issues a stay-at-home order for Nevada's 3 million residents. And it's just going bad everywhere around, all the way around, in every state. But before I get to all that, I'm going to get to the fact that China is at the fault for all of this. China is the cause of all of this. This disaster, this economic disaster, this catastrophe, this Great Depression, and what soon is almost guaranteed to be civil unrest and violent crime all over the streets of the United States of America. China's at fault for all of it. We now know. I was right. I said this from day one, and yesterday I came out with my commentary, and I told you it'd be out today at conservative websites. It is one of the worst cover-ups in human history. One of the worst cover-ups in human history. In late January, we asked whether a prolific Chinese scientist who was experimenting with bat coronavirus at a level 4 biolab in Wuhan, China, was responsible for the current outbreak of a virus which is 96% genetically identical and which saw an explosion in cases at a wet market located just down the street. This was a Zero Hedge. And for suggesting this, Zero Hedge was kicked off Twitter and had the pleasure of several articles written by the mainstream media hacks regarding our conspiracy theory. Just what they do to Wayne Allyn Root every day. None of which addressed the plethora of hard evidence linked in the post. These are the same people who pushed outlandish and evidence-free Trump-Russia conspiracy theories for years. Whether or not the virus was engineered, it shouldn't take Perry Mason to conclude that a virulent coronavirus outbreak which started near a biolab that was experimenting with coronavirus bears scrutiny. Could a lab worker have accidentally infected themselves, then gone shopping for meat at the market? Maybe. Maybe, but what we've come up with now, no matter what happened, the word is out. China absolutely, positively did this to us. All the news is out. It's everywhere. China did it. China lied about coronavirus putting the world in jeopardy, U.S. intelligence agents say. I said that yesterday in my commentary that I read you right here on USA Radio Network. As coronavirus cases jumped, China misled the world by purposely underreporting its numbers of patients and deaths, three U.S. intelligence officials say. In a classified report sent to the White House, the officials say that China's public record of COVID-19 infections was deliberately deceptive and incomplete, and they should add that the World Health Organization was complicit in the scam, the fraud, and the cover-up. Bloomberg, which first reported the news, cited three U.S. intelligence officers who said they alerted the White House last week to Beijing's misleading numbers. Two of the three sources called the numbers flat-out fake. medical community interpreted the Chinese data as this was serious but smaller than anyone expected, because I think probably we're missing a significant amount of data. Since the beginning of the pandemic, China has been accused of multiple cover-ups. It shifted its timeline on what it knew and when it knew it, and has gone after critics, doctors, and whistleblowers trying to sound the alarm. In recent weeks, China's launched a coordinated campaign to boost its global image. It's rebranded itself, tried to restart its economy, sold supplies to hard-hit countries struggling to contain the virus within their borders. The only thing better than playing themselves a victim is showing they can emerge as a hero, said Greg Barbacci, an expert in counterintelligence and corporate espionage. Not only has China clogged up its own airwaves of propaganda touting the country's success in taming COVID-19, it's pledged millions of dollars to guess who? The World Health Organization, who praised them for their wonderful response. A UN report released Wednesday praised China for sharing the genetic sequence of COVID-19. What it didn't highlight was that Chinese officials didn't report the first case of coronavirus until forced to, and that documents later revealed that China knew about the dangers of the virus 2 months before reporting it. How many millions of people are going to be affected because they did not tell the truth? They covered it up. They committed fraud. How many will die because they committed fraud? And the column that I wrote yesterday, I've got to lead off the show with it because it's so on the money. If I could find it, my God, I've got so many papers in front of me. Mr. President, here's how to punish China. This was written yesterday morning before this even came out. Wake up, America. We're in the midst of a war and have been attacked like we haven't been since Pearl Harbor. In case you haven't noticed, our opponent is China. The only difference is they have caused mass crisis, chaos, death, and destruction to America without firing a bullet or a bomb. Not only did they withhold critical information and refuse to cooperate to limit the virus's spread, China supplied desperate countries with false masks, faulty test kits, faulty respirators, and rather than accept responsibility, China tried to place the blame on the U.S. military, a despicable, wasteful lie. Perhaps even worse is the discovery that over the past decade or two here in America, deep state big business crony capitalists were corrupt, swamp-dwelling politicians, put China to take control of most of our manufacturing and the supply chain of America's essential medical and pharmaceutical products. For more details, study the Clinton crime family, the Biden crime family, the Kerry crime family, and the Obama crime family. Even worse, rather than stepping up and joining the world in fighting this deadly outbreak, China has in some cases withheld life-saving medical products, even threatening to withhold them from the rest of the world. The only saving grace is who wants them. They're defective. What was China's goal? Perhaps world economic domination? Or perhaps economic retaliation for the trade war that Trump was winning? Or perhaps simply covering up communist incompetence on a grand scale? But does it matter? Who cares? Wake up, America. This is our generation's Pearl Harbor. It is almost impossible to explain how fortunate that is at this time in history, America is led by a man like President Donald J. Trump. Unlike typical politicians who see a crisis only as a way to secure and increase government's power, Trump is a businessman who sees a problem and sets out to solve it. It is nothing short of amazing how President Trump is able to accomplish as much as he does in the face of withering fire that he takes daily for the fake news media and the D.C. swamp-dwelling politicians and the deep state bureaucrats. If President Trump were not in charge, this battle may have already been decided. The U.S. and the free world's economies decimated and destroyed, with China now a powerhouse on its way to domination and world control. Thank God for the leadership of President Trump. And I'm confident America's about to see action to fight and win this war. And I hope and pray it will be accomplished without bombs and guns, but with economic policies. Here are some ideas to get started, Mr. President. The first obvious step is to regain control over our medical and pharmaceutical supply chain by manufacturing here in the USA under the umbrella of a national security emergency. Whatever it costs the government to ensure our medical supply chain is made in America, please do it, Mr. President. But then, old second blow in this economic war, aimed directly at the heart of the Chinese economy. President Trump should immediately announce that 90 days from today, any apparel product that says made in China will be turned away at U.S. ports. Not charged a tariff, but actually refused entry to America. The ignorant liberals and fake news media will scream, you can't do that. Prices will skyrocket and hurt Americans. And this will show just how ignorant they really are about the way business works. Because within hours of that announcement, a roar of approval will rise from U.S.-friendly countries, including India, Vietnam, Bangladesh, Philippines, Mexico, Guatemala, and Ecuador. Why 90 days? I've spoken to my friends in the clothing business. That's the time required for apparel manufacturers operating in China to pack up their sewing machines, move them to one of these other low-cost countries, hire and train employees, and begin manufacturing without missing a beat. The result would be millions of unemployed Chinese workers very unhappy with their brutal communist government and praise for the USA from the governments of countries where millions of new jobs have been created. China's economy will be devastated, all without firing a shot. Then there's shot number three across China's bow. President Trump must ask the American people to help whenever possible by buying made-in-America products. Make that the new national security priority. And finally, here's economic shot number four. President Trump should tell the American people from now on if any products is made in China, any product, electronics, TV sets, computers, I don't care, just say no. Simply look for an equivalent from the USA or any other country but China. What has just happened to America is a catastrophe, both medical and economic. We're going down like the Poseidon. We're going down like the Titanic, and we may not recover for decades. All because China refused to warn us quickly enough, and once they did, they refused to tell us the true scope of the unfolding disaster. And that's assuming they didn't do it all on purpose from day one. This fraud and cover-up has led to thousands of American deaths, perhaps over 100,000 to come, millions of jobs lost, trillions in economic damage, and the death of small business in America. Clearly, these are only the first blows in what would be a long and hard-fought war, but President Trump, no, the vast majority of the American people are behind you. We realize just how blessed we are to have you as our president and leader at this moment, and we trust you will lead us to victory. God bless President Trump, and God bless America. My commentary out today at the Gateway Pundit and Root for America. Here's how you punish China. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozengers. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, on the day that the country seems to be on fire, it's not the root on fire, it's the USA, the USA, the USA on fire. And Nevada, Steve Sisolak issues stay-at-home order, extends business closures in Nevada. And in the country, just the news on the economy. All the media talks about, the drumbeat is the news on the deaths, the news on the deaths. Please don't misquote me, liberal losers and slime balls. Like right-wing watch and Media Matters. I'm not saying deaths don't matter. Of course deaths matter. Of course every death matters. Of course I'm concerned about deaths. But I'm concerned about the massive amounts of suicides, hundreds of thousands that will follow if you bankrupt everyone in America. It doesn't matter if the death rate's going to be 100,000 or 200,000. The amount of people that are going to commit suicide will dwarf that. The amount of people are going to be living in misery like Cuba and Venezuela in a Great Depression in America will dwarf that. You cannot leave us shut down. You don't understand what you're doing. And the thing that has me angriest is this piece of human garbage, Adam Schiff, calling for a 9/11 style commission on the coronavirus response. Can you imagine how vicious and ugly and desperate and disgusting and despicable this person is, Adam Schiff? But it's good. It's good because you're rooting the Democrat Party. No one's going to vote for you. Everyone sees you for how disgusting you are. You're enough to make me sick. Don't forget, it was Donald Trump on January 31st who took the incredible step at that time, that early time when no one knew what was going on, that it could be this bad, that banned China travel, banned all the flights from China. And what did the Democrats say? He's xenophobic. He's racist. He hates the Chinese. If he hadn't done that, do you know where our country would be today? It wouldn't be any chance of 200,000 dead at the top level. It'd be 2 million dead. But he did it, and he cut it off, and he gave us time. And it saved us. And you're going to judge him now? And that's why new polls show Trump more trusted than Joe Biden to handle the economy or coronavirus. 43% of Americans trust Joe Biden to handle the coronavirus crisis, compared to 45% who say the same about President Trump. And by the way, this is one of those horrible polls. It's a Washington Post ABC News poll. Same one that's always off by 10 or 20 points in the run-up to the 2016 election. It's just these polls are ridiculous. But Trump still wins that poll. The handling of coronavirus and the handling of the economy. 42% of voters trust Joe to handle the economy. 50% trust Trump. And currently, despite the ramifications of shutting down our economy, 57% still approve of Trump's handling of the economy. So, I mean, right now at this moment, Trump is beating Biden and the only two things in the world that matter, the economy and coronavirus. Enthusiasm, another weak spot, by the way. Only 24% of Democrats enthusiastic about Joe Biden. The lowest number in the history of the poll. What a surprise. 53% of Trump voters highly enthusiastic. But that's okay. I don't believe for a second that Biden will be the nominee come November. It's probably going to be Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, who they all think is doing such a great job in New York. I watch his press conferences, and I think he is one of the most mean-spirited, vicious, grumpy, angry people I've ever seen in my life. Even mean to his own brother on national TV, who has coronavirus. He's just a nasty human being. He's always been nasty. You know what the deal is with Cuomo? He's known for being the most vindictive governor in America. If you cross him, he destroys your life. Gee, that'll make a great president. Don't forget, before coronavirus, New York was the state everybody in the world was running from like it was a movie Escape from New York. Because of crushing high taxes, crushing regulations. Nobody could afford to live in New York anymore. Everybody was leaving. Now they love him because he's a leader during coronavirus. Here's a great letter I got from one of my fans, Nancy. Nancy says, Donald Trump is damned if you do, damned if you don't. He needs to come out and make an announcement. I could write it for him. Resilience comes in different forms. The country's going back to work April 30th. It's up to each state to either accept this as a return date or, if they choose, keep their state shut down. As far as the federal government is concerned, we're open for business on April 30th. Older and frail should stay inside. We will continue to treat the virus. Each person must act responsibly. Each parent must make difficult decisions. But we adults must now return to work and life while continuing to act responsibly. And then she continues, I'm so damn mad. Before I went into the Foreign Service, I was in a construction business. Budget deadlines were my life. I coordinated. I oversaw multi-million dollar projects. Solved problems, thought creatively, cleverly, juggling 10 issues at a time. Then I went into government service. I was appalled at how no one could come to a decision, ever. And after a few years, I realized if I wanted to survive, I was going to have to go along to get along. I became one of them.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States have surpassed 200,000 on Wednesday, doubling since Friday as the country rolls out broader testing and outbreaks pop up in more and more cities. The coronavirus has killed at least 4,400 people in the United States. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. It's the first of the month and everybody knows the rent's due. For millions of Americans, Wednesday is the first time the landlord will be knocking at the door since the coronavirus outbreak turned the economy upside down. When it comes to paying versus not paying your rent, honesty is the best policy. That's at least what financial analyst Chris Hogan tells Fox News.
The worst thing you could do is avoid your creditors and wait on them to call you, or to make a promise to pay that you can't keep. So a lot of times people will make a promise to pay just to get off the phone. Don't do that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Broadcast. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, we were supposed to have three guests in this show. I've canceled two out of three so we can take calls. I want to hear from all of you. I want to hear what you're thinking. I want to hear your fears. I want to hear your ideas. I want to hear what you think about what's going on. Do you think it's exaggerated? Do you think it's ridiculous? Do you think you should be out working for a living? Do you think you're healthy and this doesn't apply to you? Do you think Wayne Root is wrong? It'll be careless to go to work. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. What do you think of Adam Schiff's plans to have a 9/11 commission, double-check everything Trump ever did, and try and make him out to be a criminal again and impeach him? Politicians are already calling for a fourth coronavirus relief plan, and Nancy Pelosi has every liberal dream the world's ever known in it, like she tried to stuff into the first one. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, make it rain, let it ring. Here's the latest poll out. Voters fear, from Rasmussen Reports, voters fear indefinite shutdown and worry government may make things worse. A new Rasmussen Reports national telephone online survey, telephone and online survey, finds that only 36% of likely voters think the United States can afford to remain largely shut down for an indefinite period of time to limit the spread of coronavirus, and 46% believes America can't afford an indefinite shutdown. 18% aren't sure. I've already explained it in my column that came out a couple days ago. The 46% who believe America can't afford an indefinite shutdown, you know what makes them who they are? They work for a living. They're not welfare bums. They're not lazy welfare bums. They don't live on food stamps. They don't think food stamps are economic stimulus. They're proud. They believe in themselves. They want to make a living. They've got employees themselves. They've got bills to pay, mortgages to pay. They don't get housing allowances, welfare, aid to dependent children, food stamps, and 3,200 other government programs. And the 36% who think the United States can afford to remain largely shut down is filled with lazy bums and also people, some of whom are really nice people. Never let you think what I'm saying is someone who works for government's a lazy bum. That's not true. Matter of fact, think of the heroes that work for government. Firemen, policemen, paramedics. Okay, and there's teachers who work very hard every day. These people are on the front lines, but they do get a safe paycheck. Whether they're home or not, they're going to get paid. So you can't compare them to me. If you shut down the economy, I die. I don't get paid. I got bills to pay. I don't get government checks. That's the difference in the 46% versus the 36%. A little bit of good news before I drop the bad news on you. L.A. County Sheriff plans to close gun stores ended by Trump administration guidelines. I never had a chance to mention that on Monday. Over the weekend, President Trump literally dropped a bomb on all the politicians and sheriffs around America who were looking to end gun stores and say, sorry, in the middle of the coronavirus crisis, you're not essential. You're closed down. Trump made them all essential nationwide. You can buy guns. You can buy bullets. And boy, I'm telling you, the lines at these stores, when you say don't go out anymore unless it's essential, there's going to be 6-mile lines at every gun store in America. We are arming up because anyone can see what's happening. Anyone can see what's coming. Phone number again, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically. 833-927-8255, 833, toll free, 833-927-8255. Michigan unemployment system crashes under crush of claims. Do you know what you're doing to people's lives? Are you kidding me? Everybody's on unemployment. Everyone's ruined. You're destroying people's lives forever. How about this one? Suicides versus coronavirus. I'll take calls after this. Suicide versus coronavirus death. Study finds coming economic crisis could lead to 831,600 suicides, 4 times the number of estimated coronavirus deaths. And by the way, that's only if coronavirus is estimated as 200,000 dead in America. Trump said 100 to 200. They're always exaggerating, President Trump. All their economic models are wrong. All their medical models are wrong. Every government bureaucrat that's ever modeled a crisis has been wrong by factors of 10. So 2 weeks ago, it was 1 million to 2 million might die. Now it's 100,000 to 200,000. I can't wait for a month from now when it turns out to be 50,000, and that's less than died of the flu. Is that going to happen? I hope so. I don't know. I hope so. But it doesn't matter. You can't close business. The economic crash we're looking at is biblical in proportion. The U.S. unemployment rate is going to go to 30%. A study by Goldman Sachs in today's paper suggests unemployment will soar to 15% from 3% in this quarter. That means 27 million to 67 million will lose their jobs in the next 3 months. This is a catastrophe. According to this study, a 1% increase in the annual unemployment rate, approximately 21 additional suicides per 100,000 of population can be expected. So if that's correct, each 1% increase rate in the U.S. unemployment with a 330 million population will lead to 69,300 additional suicides. So just based on unemployment going to 15%, that's 831,000 U.S. suicides. That's more than quadruple the top-end estimates of the China virus deaths, which we know are all wrong, by the way. Tomorrow is the key. Unemployment claims will shatter all records tomorrow. President Trump will be forced to open the economy or be blamed for the greatest U.S. depression ever. It's going to be ugly. Last week, 3.3 million Americans shattered the record filing for unemployment. And tomorrow, the number is going to make that look small. If you thought last week's gauge of U.S. layoffs was ugly, brace yourself for a brutal day on Thursday. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg estimate another 3.5 million Americans will have filed initial applications for unemployment insurance last week. Some economists expect a far bigger total. Nomura forecasts 4.1 million. Morgan Stanley, 4.5 million. Bank of America says 5.5 million. President Trump, the problem is he's currently taking his advice from doctors. Not only doctors who know nothing about business, nothing about money, nothing about the economy, who are oblivious to the catastrophe going on around them, but the same doctors who predicted only 2 weeks ago 2.2 million deaths, now it's 100,000 to 200,000. And in the meantime, the destructive advice has obliterated the U.S. economy. I never thought I'd be agreeing with Brazilian President Bolsonaro, but he said if the remedy is too much, the side effect will be much more disastrous. In other words, in America, we'd say the cure is worse than the disease. I know the disease is bad. I'm not underselling the disease. But there's 3 million people in Nevada. And everyone's panicking because 1,000 of them have coronavirus. And of that 1,000, every study shows Italy, China, I don't care where the study is, 85% or so will have mild symptoms or never even know they had it. That's what you're ending the economy for? This isn't the bubonic plague. It's not the black plague. It's not Ebola. You're not bleeding out of every orifice in your body and then choking on the blood and dying? This is a bad flu where you cough for a few days unless, we know this fact, unless you're very old, very sick, have underlying conditions. I believe the number I read just this morning is 76 or 78% of every person lying in a hospital bed right now with coronavirus has underlying conditions of either lung problems or cancer or heart disease or kidney problems or massive obesity or diabetes. If you don't have any of those and you're not over the age of 50, 60, 70, 80, or 90, you're home free in 99.9% of the cases. And yes, there's always an exception. Yes. Yes, there will be a child who dies. Yes, there will be a 15-year-old who dies, a teen. Yes, there'll be a 20-year-old who dies. Yes, somewhere in America, there'll be a 30-year-old who dies. Somewhere in America, there'll be a 40-year-old who dies with no underlying symptoms. And somewhere, there'll be a 50-year-old. Maybe they didn't know they had underlying symptoms, but they've got them. And it just interacts poorly with coronavirus. But for the most part, everyone who dies is 70, 80, 90, 100, and they're very sick in the first place. Every one of them has some sort of underlying condition. That doesn't make it right. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's terrible. But you can't stop the economy because we're all going to die without money. Let's take line one, Kenyon in Brooklyn. Line one, it's Kenyon in Brooklyn. Kenyon, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know what? You're pushing to the choir, but you know what's most important to me during this crisis? It's just to see how compliant Americans are and how much we don't critically think anymore. Like the stats you're bringing up, right? Right now in America, in the world, I don't even think there's a million people worldwide with this virus. However,
less than a million. Less than a million.
Yeah. So you got 7.7 billion people on the planet, and you're going to shut down. And this is not just an American phenomenon. This is going to the Caribbean. This is all over the world.
Everywhere.
So to me, something else must be going up. Not to get into conspiracy or anything. But like I said, we got to critically think, like, you don't set an economy for, we've had other winters where you have bad flu seasons. I mean, I tell people all the time, one of the things you need to do is turn the TV off, because if they kept a death toll count on the TV on a normal basis, 400 people die in New York City every single day of the year, regardless of a virus or what happens. So
Kenyon, you're a wise man. I love Kenyon. You're good. I like it. Listen, you live in Brooklyn? Is that right? Brooklyn?
Yeah, I live in Brooklyn. I was listening to you guys on TuneIn Radio. So.
All right, I love it, man. You're okay, man. You're cool.
Feel right, though. I think I think it's going to be over sooner rather than later. We'll see, though.
Exactly. Thank you, Kenyon. I'm sorry what's going on in New York, because I know it's very bad in New York compared to the rest of the country. I get it, because people live in apartment buildings. They live on top of each other. Some of them live, 10 and 20 in a little apartment sharing one bathroom. And if one gets sick, they're all going to get sick. I get what's happening. And there's lots of old people who are obese and have diabetes and problems, heart disease. So they're dropping. I get it. But you can't tell us all not to go to work. It won't work. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I speak for the common man and the common man and woman who has a job, who doesn't accept welfare or food stamps, is on my team. Nobody's saying this is a hoax. No one's saying people are dying. I've never said it's a conspiracy theory. Those trucks aren't really there. Those refrigerated trucks taking the bodies away in New York. Sure, they are. But that has nothing to do with me going to work. I've got to run my businesses. Give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK. Kenyon in Brooklyn agreed with me. How about you? 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Finest Known is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And by the way, you're crazy if you're not buying gold and silver. My gosh. On a day today, let me look it up. On a day like today, the market went down over 900 points. Let's see. Stocks in the United States down 973 points. What did gold do on a day like that? It protects you. Gold was up $13 an ounce, up to 1,604. Up almost 1% today. Silver was up almost 1% today. And then the Dow was down 4.44%. Gold and silver are insurance. When times of crisis are upon us, when things are going wrong, you need gold and silver. And I asked Finest Known if they're going to come on my show to go big or go home, and they went big. They're offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. So you could buy one, you could buy two, you could buy 100. But just get them. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. And for a limited time, you can acquire pure 1 ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost. Call Finest Known today. Reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. They will include the book, Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold, absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Latest headlines, it's selling like toilet paper. If you haven't bought physical gold, it's probably too late. Same thing with silver. They're sold out at coin stores all over America, but you can get it from Finest Known. And if you're ever driving and you can't take this stuff down, just... All you have to do is remember my name, Wayne Root. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And say, Wayne, what's the name of that gold company, that precious metals company, that silver company? And boom, I'll email you all the information you need. Because I know so many of you listen to the show while you're driving. You can't write it down. Whatever company that I'm talking about, sponsor of this show, advertiser, If you can't remember the number, just go to WayneRoot@gmail.com and ask me, and I'll send you all the information you need. Let's take Jason in Las Vegas on line two. Jason, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How's it going?
Well, I've had better days. How about you?
I think everybody has. Here's one of the things that's been forgotten, because we're talking about, you know, biological viruses and economic crashes. What about computer crashes for the last 20 years since the Internet and everything, or 25 years since the Internet, and computer viruses from China? Because I guarantee you, anybody and everybody in this audience has had to change their password with whatever bank or credit card company, or get a whole new credit card. Just because China's over there and they're hacking into our computer systems of all these, you know, great companies that we have here in America, and we have to basically sit there and take time out of our day just to go ahead and deal with all these hacks into our system, hacks into our credit card companies and everything else.
Yeah, they cause trouble all over the world, no question. No, look, here's the deal, Jason. Do the Chinese cause trouble all over the world? Yes. Are they involved in bioterrorism? Were they involved in what happened here? Yes. I don't know yet whether it was purposeful or by mistake, but there was a massive cover-up. There's so many issues to talk about, Jason, that right now, even though I agree with you, it's so minor. American car sales are in the garbage can. Small businesses going out of business. This is going to be the worst Great Depression in the history of the world unless Trump can get his act together fast and get us back to work by May 1st. That's the absolute drop-dead day. If you can't get us back to work on May 1st, it's over. America's over. How are we all going to survive with no money? Do you know what to do when you have no money? Do you know what kind of violence and anarchy is going to be in the streets? My God. So I'm not worried about the computers. You know, I'm just, yes, there's cyber attacks from China. Yes. You know what you bring up in my mind? Here, I'll tell you what you bring up, Jason. A much worse thing than like China doing a little computer hack and hurting your bank account. How about if China does a cyber attack on the United States of America at this moment in time where we're weak and they cause a problem and take down the entire Internet of the United States? Don't you think that could happen?
Oh, I think they're planning it right now, I guarantee you. That's why I want basically no products to ever be manufactured in China again. I mean, the whole world needs to go on strike against them. In fact, I would say right now what President Trump needs to do is you've got all this land in Nevada that's federal government land. Wouldn't that be a great place to open up a factory? Set up a whole big factory hub, manufacturing hub in Nevada.
Yeah, but Jason, you know what liberals are going to say? Oh, my God, you're killing the blind three-eyed squirrel. It's a joke. Everything's a joke. You can't build in the desert because you're hurting a squirrel. You're hurting a burrowing animal. You're destroying a herd of this or that. A geese is in the way of a $1 billion project. Liberals are standing in the way of everything that makes us money, and that's why right now they are literally begging us to keep business closed, keep the economy closed, make everybody stay home. They don't care. They think money grows on trees. They think government will just hand out to everybody $1,200 a month. What about the ones who need $50,000 a month and $100,000 a month? I just spoke to my lawyer today. He said to run his office costs $160,000 a month. He's not exactly waiting with bated breath for his $1,200 check from the government. Thanks, Don. Thanks, Don Trump. $1,200 check. I'm really excited. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, when we return. More calls, 833-WAR-TALK.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.